Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show in an installment of 12 Habits. 12 Habits is a year-long project where together we will strive to make or break habits each month. We all know there are habits and lifestyle choices that are good for us, yet trying to incorporate them into our daily lives can be so much of a challenge that they quickly fall by the wayside, and they can make us feel as though we, the individual, has failed, when in actual fact, it's the method that's not quite right. Not you at all. So in 12 Habits, we'll spend a month unpicking the challenges, figuring out our way over, under, and through the barriers to making these habits stick so that they can become parts of our lives in a way that's sustainable. Because there's no point trying to stick to a habit if you've chosen to do it in a way that you can't adhere to or maintain. So our fifth habit is all about establishing non-negotiables so you get that endorphin high of achieving something you've set your mind to every single day. From the messages I've received so far on this habit, many of us are aware of our hydration. So many people are saying, oh yes, 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 absolutely, you need to put that 2 litres of water down a day. So many people are aware of being active, being mindful of how they're using their electronics.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Clocking up a certain number of steps, wearing an item of clothing that they haven't worn before. I actually really, really love that one because I'm very guilty of buying a lot of clothes that I think, oh, I'll wear that to something fancy. And then when it comes around, I always wear the same thing. And so I thought, I have to steal that one. Other people have mentioned prioritizing spending time in nature, having a certain number of days off a week of alcohol, messaging friends or a friend every day just to make sure that you're keeping in touch with your social circle, journaling, doing at least one push-up a day, that's one of my additional ones, and so many more. And I think I say one push-up a day, but a few people have said, I want to do a pull-up, so I'm just going to try and do one a day, rather than trying to set the goal of by the end of the week, I want to do 10, just one a day. So I think that's what's been really valuable with these non-negotiables so far, is really just taking that time to assess what is that we want to be doing consistently because of how that might make us feel in the long term, as well as getting that real hit of, oh yeah, I'm actually achieving something every single day. So you get that high in the short term. So I know we've all decided our own non-negotiables. And the great thing is there's no right or wrong here. It's what works for you. You know yourself better than I do. You know where you could probably pick yourself up a bit on productivity or quality of sleep or your diet or your exercise or whatever it is. So you get to pick, you get to choose. But I wanted to sort of take a little bit of a step back and talk about the bigger picture of why having non-negotiables, why this particular habit is beneficial. And I wanted to share with you a little bit of the psychology. In actual fact, before I do that, I'm going to say something else. You might have noticed if you are in the Facebook group that actually the 12 Habits project that we are doing together, I hasten to add, got picked up by the doctors, by Doctors TV in the US. So this is a television show produced by Dr. Phil. and they heard about the project and asked me to go on and talk about it. So I did put a link on my Instagram. I'll put one in the Facebook group. But that was just so thrilling. They said, we really like this idea. We really like the idea of taking failure out of habits. And I went on and I suppose for, 6 minutes, I guess, had a lovely chat about what we're doing, why I started with meditation. So if you're curious about that, then please do go to the show notes. I'll put the link in the show notes as well, because it was so, so flattering to have them ask to chat to me about it, because I'm really enjoying the habits. And from the feedback I'm getting from you, my most excellent listeners, it would seem that you are too, which is incredibly pleasing. So like I said, in this episode, I wanted to take a step back and talk a little bit about the psychology, really, of why having non-negotiables is such a good practice. So firstly, there's the fact that we've just discussed that we're choosing them for ourselves. It's not me prescribing the things you should do. And I hope that doesn't come across as me being hands off, but I do see things on social media with influencers and gurus and what have you sort of saying, do this thing with me. And I kind of give you the credit to be able to not need me to hold your hand. We're doing this together, but I feel like you can make those decisions for yourselves. Like, we're all grown ups here. And so that's one of the things. So it's taking this time to really reflect and consider the things we'd like to make time for, like to include in our lives. But for some reason, they get pushed to tomorrow's to-do list, or they just get put to the back of the shelf, or however you want to describe it. They just don't really come to the front, even though we know that if they were part of our lives every day, they would make us feel good. So that's the first thing, is this taking the time to reflect and consider and really think about what this will mean today, but what this will also mean in the long term if we practice this regularly. So these non-negotiables also constitute having a routine, doing things every single day. And routines are proven to be beneficial for health and wellness. So having these sorts of non-negotiables in place can help with all sorts of lifestyle habits and considerations. So let's take stress, for example. Since I've had my non-negotiables in place, and I had a bit of a run-up before we started on May the 1st, so I'd sort of been making some changes with work, although the non-negotiables I've shared with you in the Facebook group are very much personal, but I had been sort of trying this out a little bit in work. And I've noticed that when my day is done, my day is done. So one of my non-negotiables is I want to get through everything, and I set myself tasks. I have someone who helps me, which is obviously really helpful, but we allot a certain amount of time to every task, and the day is a case of ticking off those tasks. We set them the night before, and then throughout the day, it's like, right, 10 o'clock is going to be this, 8 o'clock is going to be that, and we just work through it and tick, tick, tick. And I've noticed that when my day is done, my day is done. And I'm a horror, or have been previously, for getting to the end of the week feeling utterly wiped out. And so even though I might still have things that I've got to do, I think, right, I'm just going to stop there, put my feet up and have some dinner, because I'll tie up the loose ends tomorrow. I'm not doing anything tomorrow. I'll tie up the loose ends tomorrow, and tomorrow being Saturday. But what it means is that what I'm taking into the weekend, which is my free time, is that worry or that niggling feeling of still having something to do, having something to tick off. And I hadn't really realized that until I put these non-negotiables in place in work and started getting things done. Because my work non-negotiables now are absolutely not to let that happen. And the difference is that when I wake up on a Saturday morning, that's 100% my time. And I hadn't realized how much this impacted the quality of my downtime. It obviously sounds obvious. You're listening to this, you're thinking, for goodness sake, Emma, it's obvious. But it affected my ability to plan ahead, to see friends, etc. Because I thought, well, I can't, because I'm gonna have to do those show notes on Saturday afternoon at some point after I've done the housework. And so I'd think, oh, I can't go and see my friend. Whereas now I get it done and I go and see my friend. So that's one of my things. It's like, right, that's it, enough. I'm not doing that anymore. And I know, even doing it for 6 weeks, I know that that makes a really positive change to my life. So that's a non-negotiable that is going to stick. So if your non-negotiables constitute making sure tasks are done when they need to be done, I can tell you from personal experience, you are going to benefit from a reduction in stress, or at least your stress will be compartmentalized to when you should be stressed or should be on a deadline, because it's during your working hours. It's not going to seep into your personal life, which I think is a huge shift, definitely for me. And this leads really nicely into somewhere else where having these non-negotiables and these habits and these routines can really positively benefit you. And that's improving quality of sleep, because those lingering worries aren't niggling at your every thought. So nothing disrupts my sleep more than days when there's no beginning, middle, and end. And I got to say, during lockdown, I think that was one of the things that a lot of us struggled with. And it was something I struggled with too. So if a day starts, and a day starts by catching up with yesterday's to-do leftovers, then it kind of starts off in a panic state. There's sort of, it doesn't start off, you don't ease your way into a nice rhythm for the day. You immediately start at like 9 out of 10. And you don't allow yourself the luxury, I guess, of easing into the day. So you're more likely to work through lunch, find yourself hungry, eat out of sync, lose track of time, not do that thing that you were supposed to do, find yourself sitting down to watch something in the evening and at 9 o'clock thinking, oh, I've got to send that email. And so if you have this routine in place, one of the other things it will do is it will allow your body to kind of understand when it should be stressed and when it shouldn't, and that will impact your sleep. Again, that's definitely something I've noticed. And if that sounds like how your day runs, then consider a non-negotiable that puts more of a structure into your day. So I'll share with you what mine is. So mine is that I set my alarm for 6 a.m. I get up, open the curtains, I meditate. So meditate for 20 minutes, have my 3 minute sort of recovery, get up, go into the kitchen, have a coffee, an espresso, empty the dishwasher if it needs emptying, just do anything in the kitchen that needs to be done to tidy up. I get ready to work out, I stretch, and then I work out from 7 a.m. And then I usually hit my computer at 8 for an hour or so if I'm working from home. And then I shower if I haven't already. And it's amazing how much of a chunk I take out of my day and my to-do list in that period of like 8 until 10. It's made such a difference because I always used to think, oh, if I work out, I've got to shower immediately. It might seem a bit gross, but just during that kind of admin, just straight after the workout, do a bit of stretching between tasks, that kind of thing. I am so much more productive and the day runs so much more productively too. So that's something that I've noticed. And one of the other areas in which non-negotiables and having these routines in place can be really helpful is in diet. So if time management is poor, and you can see where this all links into each other, then taking the time to nourish yourself and fuel yourself for the tasks ahead usually falls by the wayside. So if this is you, and you know that you will grab food on the run, you might have a protein bar instead of a proper meal, or you might have a snacky thing that you think is healthy instead of a meal, or you eat a lot of prepared foods, pre-prepared foods, then you might want to consider a non-negotiable where you prioritize batch cooking, meal planning, or grocery shopping, which will stop you falling into that trap. Because even though it might not seem like a big deal, over the course of a week, if you're not nourishing yourself, well, over the course of your life, but just say you're not nourishing yourself, you're not having a good balanced diet, you might end up feeling not so great. And also then falling into that trap of eating in a way that is even worse. So maybe you consider that as one of your non-negotiables if you're thinking, I really want to make this work for me and I'm not sure how. And then, of course, pretty much everyone has included exercise in their non-negotiables in some ways. And it's a really smart choice because working out requires a little planning. So having it as a non-negotiable means that you're acknowledging that you need to plan it in, fit in a workout. And especially if it involves travel time to or from a gym, it means factoring in more than just the actual exercise that you're doing. So planning that out on a Sunday night so you can accommodate things around it or make sure that it fits around your higher priority tasks means you'll likely be able to hit your non-negotiable goal when it comes to exercise, movement, whatever that might be. Even if it's a walk, whether it's a full-on heavy gym session, whether it's a Peloton session, whether it's a class, whatever it might be, if you kind of factor it in on a Sunday night so that you're not sort of trying to stuff it in as and when, could be the deal breaker that gets you to hit that that need or that want to exercise regularly that maybe you haven't quite nailed up until this point. And I know that all of these things might sound like hard work. And I know that reducing stress and getting better sleep and eating better or eating a more balanced diet and exercising, all of these things and being more productive are things that we kind of hammer ourselves with. And I don't want to hammer you with any of it, but I just am trying to encourage you to see whether having non-negotiables that will positively impact any of those areas and hopefully all might be a sort of softer way of getting to the place that you want to be rather than saying, right, I'm going to go to the gym 5 times a week and being quite harsh about it, which we've spoken about this before on this show with habits. It can be very, very easy to set yourself a very high goal and maybe manage it for a while, but then inevitably it falls by the wayside. Hopefully by doing it like this, reframing them as non-negotiables because you've interrogated why you want them to be in your daily life, it might be the way in to make something really work for you. And also, these non-negotiables, you don't have to be 100% perfect. In fact, We're not looking for perfectionism. If you listened to yesterday's episode, we're looking for excellence. We're looking for getting it right a lot of the time. There are going to be days when it's not going to be possible. There's going to be times when you're not going to feel great, where your time is not your own because of other commitments. And so it's about just making sure that when the time is your own, you are able to tick them off because you want to and because you know how it feels when you do. And also, as I draw to a close in this bullet points episode, I just want to say a huge congratulations. I didn't mention this at the last, at the end of the last habit. We had an incredible email in, or I had an incredible email from one of you saying that during the anti-procrastination habit, so that was our fourth habit in April, one of you, my most excellent listeners, did something so incredible, which was to resign from a job of 9 years to move to another company. Having felt underpaid and undervalued for a long time, when they were approached by a recruiter about a new opportunity, instead of sort of passing on it, they actually bit the bullet, went into their discomfort zone, put together a CV, did some interviews, and actually landed an incredible new job and is really excited about the new opportunity and the risk attached to it, but was really delighted to put aside that idea of I'm going to put it off to another day, because they prioritize being happy now and being happy in a job that they do. So congratulations to you. I'm not sure whether you've given me permission to say your name. So just in case, I won't. But this lovely follower posted it in the Facebook group and also emailed me. And I'm just so delighted to hear that these habits are having that kind of positive impact on you. So congratulations to you and congratulations to anyone else who's been joining along with these habits and has seen these benefits, because it's a lot of effort and you're doing great, sweetie, to quote Kris Jenner. I hope that you're enjoying your non-negotiables. If you want to let me know how you're getting on, all you have to do is email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Put 12 habits in the title. And or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. Or you can put a post in the Facebook group. I've been a little bit rubbish this week of posting my non-negotiables every day, but I will be trying to get a little bit better at that. But let me know what yours are. Tell me what you've ticked off. We've had some great ones in there. People really already feeling the benefits and really enjoying spending that time sitting down to figure out what their non-negotiables are. So that's been really, really lovely to read too. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.